out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. I just put my tooth in. I have to do that slightly longer before the show and then articulate.
Yeah, Kate, write that down. Thank you.
I don't even remember where the hell I was. 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast. If you're listening to us live, it ain't that time. Perhaps you're listening as a rerun of the Crab Diving Network stream before you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, it's Monday, y'all.
Oh shit.
Time for another week of right wing fuckery.
Ooh, yes.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging e-turds at the right.
Yummy.
You know, not real turds.
Oh, shoot.
It's kind of
bummer.
It's a little messy.
Mike Pence is so disappointed.
Please clap.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Like I said, join us on social media and everything. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And a shout out to all our listeners. We appreciate the suggestion. Kate's Facebook, Twitter, and or Instagram page will be live.
No, it won't.
Okay. she doesn't need a Facebook page?
No, she doesn't. There's a go to Bumper's page. There's a network animal page.
That's Kelly the Voices.
Zoftig kitty cat.
Boy. Rubenesque, yeah. You might say.
It's a big boy. Bumper's a big boy cat.
A BFC, a big fucking cat.
It's a giant fucking cat.
Huge.
Likes him some food.
Bigger than Kate, our intern.
Double Kate.
Really?
He's 28 pounds. Yeah,
God,
she's 13,
damn, that's
14
a big
pounds.
Fucking cat.
join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitter, Crab Diving page on the Instagram.
Yes.
We got a Tumblr even.
Ooh.
Not as active. We got a Pinterest, which is really not active.
We put a shit ton of crab diving stories on the Tumblr. I do, like,
on Tumblr. Do you? Tumblr? No, Google Plus.
No. Oh yeah, Google Plus. You're right. Shit. I'm sorry. I got it mixed up. It's fucking social media.
So, thanks for joining us and everything. If you want to help us out here financially, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. And go listen to books. Download. I'm listening to a brand new book. I finished Fire and Fury, the awesome Michael Wolff book about...
Who reads that? Who's the voice?
The crazy. I don't know the guy's name. It's craziness over there at the White House. Just
nuts.
Viper pit. It's
so stupid.
It is like Game of fucking Thrones, except for like dumb people.
Yeah, it's like every story out of the White House is fucking stupid. Like everything related to the Trump family is insane. I saw something about Ivana Trump. Who asked her? She just suggested to the universe that her ex-husband shouldn't run again for president. Thank you.
Oh, Ivana. Mama. Yeah.
Did I say Ivanka?
No. But
Ivana Trump.
He should go. Yeah, he should go. He should play golf, she said. He should go play golf every day. Donald, go get out of there.
No shit. Well, he is playing golf every day.
I think, was it Scarborough? Somebody, some pundit today kind of said the same thing, that they think Trump's probably going to be like, "I'm fuck this shit." If he lasts,
oh yeah,
till 2020, he's going to be like, "Fuck this." I'm going back to my good life.
He's got to be miserable.
Oh, he is good. I mean, good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm happy he's miserable because he should be. He's fucked the country, the world.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably miserable anyway. He's probably miserable all the time.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
There's a
Pyrrhic
victory.
Yeah.
Join us. Like I said, all the social medias and shit. Let's see what's going on. It's a nice, really nice spring day here in No Flow.
The weather's perfect.
Apologies to those in the northern climes where there's still some.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I did see somebody today said, hey, it finally hit 70 in Minneapolis.
No shit. So, what a miserable fucking winter they must have.
Congratulations.
But the weather's going to be shitty here soon. It'll be hot as fuck.
Hot as fuck. You know mosquitoes, I mean, so. The size of pterodactyls.
Hurricane season.
And I love how they call them palmetto bugs.
Oh, yeah.
They're roaches.
Fly.
They're roaches.
That fly.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines. Lots to talk about. All kinds of shit happened over the weekend.
Yay.
And we'll see what's going on in the news right now, hot off the presses.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, April 23rd, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
This is your headlines.
Oh, yes.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
It's me.
Huffpo. Supposed to. The headline says cops nab Waffle House shooting suspect.
Oh my gosh.
You know, a shooting. AR-15, y'all.
Oh, I've heard of that gun. Yes.
And you know, there was another person on telly.
Hello.
Today, you learned something today about the muzzle velocity of an AR-15.
Oh, it's, yes. It's fast.
They talk about it's the ninnies, the gun fondlers.
Oh, yes.
The homosexuals. Mm. Like, I saw one. I think there was even a comment on one of our stories
right.
One time. It was like, oh, it's just a 223 cartridge or something. It's just a small little tiny little piece of lead flying through the air. But they fail to obviously not big on education and, you know, physics.
Listen.
Because if it's going three times the
yes.
speed of a slug from a pistol, there's things called physics and math and inertia and shit. It does more damage because
right.
it's going faster.
And listen, gun nuts.
If I throw a bullet
right.
at you like this
yes.
and bounce it off your head.
Oh, it's not
it's
so bad.
Going to hurt a little bit. If I take the same bullet and
right.
send it several hundred God. Miles an hour, it's going to do damage.
Listen, gun nuts, I'll say this. You can take your NRA propaganda and shove it up your fucking ass. Your NRA propaganda. The NRA that launders Russian dollars into our fucking political campaigns. Fuck you.
The Travis Reinking, 29-year-old suspect of the killing of four people late last night, Sunday, you know, between Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Shooting at a Waffle House in Nashville, Tennessee, is in custody.
Right.
Oh, he's white, so he's taken alive.
Oh, shit.
He was arrested about a mile and a half from the Waffle House.
Yes. Now, this isn't domestic terrorism, right? This is a guy that was disturbed, that needed his meds. It's not the gun's fault. It's mental illness, well, blah, blah,
and,
blah.
And his father's fault, who I hope gets some charges for giving him back
God.
His fucking guns. Because it turns out this is a guy, and I think we might have done the story on the show even, but this is a guy who tried to climb the fence at the White House
yes.
to have a meeting with the president about a year ago or something.
The shooter did this.
And, yeah. And,
good God, dude.
So they took his gun permits away from him and they confiscated his guns. His father went and got them back, gave them back to him.
What the fuck? I mean, see, like, you can gun owners can be as responsible or irresponsible with these fucking guns as they want, but as a society, it's not responsible to have something like an AR-15 available to the public? It's just so many fuck-ups. You know what I mean?
They found him. There was a tip from a resident who believed they saw Ryan King in a wooded area wearing maroon shirt, dark jeans with a backpack. Detectives searched the area. They were able to detain him without engaging fire, they said. Once he was in custody, detectives went out and cut off the backpack off of him because he was in cuffs. When they looked into the backpack, they saw a silver Kimber semi-automatic 45 caliber.
Oh, my God. You know, it's when you start saying what gun is what, and you start saying the caliber and then all the fucking bullshit numbers, my eyes glaze over. And all I hear is just like personal weapon of mass destruction. Why are these in? Why are they available?
They say he arrived at the restaurant at the Waffle House at 3:19 a.m. Sunday morning with the rifle.
Oh, my God.
At least two magazines of ammo, wearing only a green jacket. Only a green jacket.
What kind of jacket? Was it like a trench coat?
I don't know. I'm hoping it was long.
Oh, right.
God. You got died looking at some white lunatic's dick.
You know, no lunatic dick for me. Thank you.
The James Shaw Jr., 29-year-old diner, is being hailed as a hero for tackling and disarming him. He ran up, grabbed the gun. He said he was punching him with the other hand. He burned the fuck out of his hand from grabbing
the barrel
of the gun. And he said he was using his other hand to punch the guy, and then he released the gun a little bit, and he yanked it away from him and threw it back over the counter. And that's when this Ryan King guy turned and ran away.
Good God.
He said, I was trying to get out. I saw the opportunity and took it.
Yeah.
He suffered a minor gunshot wound to his arm. He got grazed.
This is in the middle of the night at a Waffle House, right, on a Saturday.
3 a.m. on a
Good
Saturday.
God. So what's going on?
You're probably a little drunk.
It was just bar time. All these fucking dive bars are letting out. There's nowhere else to hang out but the fucking Waffle House. The one in Pensacola after the bars get out, that is absolutely, it's insane. I honestly might not even notice if a guy came in there with an AR-15. It's so nuts.
Nashville Chief of Police Steve Anderson says authorities suspect Ryan King has mental health issues.
Thanks, guys. We suspect something's wrong.
He was arrested last June after he allegedly tried to cross security barrier near the White House to try to meet President Trump.
Good God, man.
Following the incident, they forced him to surrender his firearms and turn the weapons over to his father. However, his father gave him the guns back.
Why surrender the weapons to his dad? Why didn't they just take them?
Because America.
That's so weird.
I don't know, yeah.
Because it's their property or something?
I guess.
But if you're a person of color, you get stopped, say, in Texas with a joint in your car.
Oh, they're taking your car, your house, your everything, yeah.
The fuck? Man, we have more rights protecting these gun fucks. I mean, God.
So, there you go. In 2016, they also were called to a CVS parking lot where he was threatening to kill himself at one point.
Jesus.
During, gee, do you think he's mentally ill? During the encounter, he claimed singer Taylor Swift had been stalking and harassing him.
Is that true?
He said he believed Swift had hacked his phone and Netflix account, and she asked him to meet him at a Dairy Queen.
Hold on a second. Why did she hack his Netflix account? He didn't have one, or she just wanted to
start seeing some weird shit showing up on the recently viewed.
Recently viewed. Wow, Taylor Swift, what's she into? What is
she
watch?
Shitty war movies.
Yes. Oh, like me. Yeah, fucking. Oh, God. You know, maybe, I don't know, Taylor Swift, you got a lot of strikes against you lately. This and the remake of that fucking.
So I think the assessment of him being less than in full capacity.
She remade that Earth, Wind, and Fire song, right? It was so.
That's. Oh, yeah. It's going to take a lot to come back from that one.
Right.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo, the Drudge Repo.
Yeah. One more thing about Taylor Swift. I mean, you know, she's the queen of the white supremacy movement or something.
Not by her own
right
intention, but apparently.
They just adopted her.
Some of the white Yeah, Nazi fucks have decided she's their Nazi princess.
She's got to be like, what do I have to do to get associated by people that aren't gun nuts or like KKK loons?
Yeah. I think Laura Ingraham's a little too old.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Please.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Of course, possible Islamic terrorism. Okay. So this is all that the world should be talking about right now.
Oh, yes.
Not a white white mentally ill guy who had apparently was pretty easy for him to get an AR-15.
Why, to me?
And then have it taken away and get right back.
To me, the deal is like, why in the fuck? Okay, you're going to take the gun away and they're going to give it to the person's parents. Even if the parents didn't give them back the gun, wouldn't you think that the kid might have access to the gun? I mean, it's with his parents. How is our government protecting us from these goddamn motherfucking guns?
They're not. They're trying to sell us more. They want us to buy more.
Right. This is infuriating. It's like, I'm speechless. I don't know why you take the gun away and you're like, oh, I'm going to give this gun to this guy's parents. And then what? We got to trust that the parents lock the guns. We'll lock the gun up?
Well, yeah. I mean, agree with you on that one. I don't know.
Just take it.
And be like, who here can take custody of the gun? And how does that work? If it's... Don't they have to do a background check on the dad to make sure he's capable of having the guns? Or is that a loophole?
The government should take the gun. And if the parent or somebody else wants the fucking gun, they should have to apply to get it. There should be some process.
Over the Drudge Report, van terror, Toronto, 9 dead. Rider van, looks like a rental van.
Yeah.
Went plowing down the street. And of course, it may be Islamic terror. So that's all. That's the only thing we could talk about.
Yes. God.
Not the three guys who were convicted of blowing up mosques. They were convicted the other day. Yeah. The three white nationalists. This mentally ill kid, a 29-year-old dude, also was allegedly a sovereign citizen, like into the sovereign citizen movement.
Oh my God.
Go off in the woods and I don't need your laws. I got the Lord gave me inalienable rights.
Why can't you stay in the woods then? Go off and be a sovereign citizen in the woods. Go make friends with trees. And take these fucking white supremacists. Take them back into the woods with you. I like the woods. I don't know.
9 people dead. Police have arrested a male suspect after a white van jumped a curb in the city's north end, killing 9 people, injuring 16 others.
God damn.
One suspect in custody. It's exactly what you would think. There's bodies under tarps everywhere. And
so now the gun nuts will say, what do you want to do? Ban vans?
Oh, right. That's yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. White vans. Can you think of a positive story about a white van in the news in the last 400 years? Not one. Creepy white van.
So there you go. It's a headline over at the Drudge Report. The horrible attack. Actually, there's no information about who the suspect is yet.
Okay.
But I'm sure in 4 seconds, someone's going to have heard him yelling Allah Akbar or something like that.
And Schittler's going to start tweeting.
And if it turns out some like angry white guy,
nothing,
it's going to vanish from the headlines.
Well, it's going to give a fuck.
Mentally ill, man.
I mean, if you look at the stats, the numbers, I mean, how many gun deaths a year? 30,000? To me, the story is...
And that doesn't include suicides, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's just killing someone else kind of death, God. I think, right?
Yeah. Don't you think the story is white guys shooting up places? That's the story.
Well, what's the one common denominator in all of them?
Guns!
There you go.
Guns, baby!
And yes, you can use other methods to kill people, but vans are not designed and made with killing lots of people quickly in mind.
Yes.
AR-15s are. Oh, they're sporting rifles. Fuck you.
For what
sport? Fuck you, you lying piece of shit. They're sporting rifles.
I mean, I've never gone hunting. I don't know. I imagine when you're shooting a deer.
Get a sport Nerf gun. How's that?
Doesn't that fuck
for
the,
you, Ace?
Yeah, if you're shooting something to eat it, wouldn't spraying it with an AR-15 make it tough to chew?
Well, and you don't.
Shit in
because it. Yeah, and it destroys all the flesh. So, I mean, you got nothing to cook, but it's already hamburger. I guess if you want to pre-grind your meat.
Ooh.
Find a nickel.
I want to pre-grind.
It's all just crazy ass bullshit going on. I'm just glancing at some of the other headlines over here.
Right.
Ryan's going to yell.
Okay. About sharks.
About this one. No, I've got a great story though.
A great story about sharks.
No, you'll see.
By the way, real quick on Twitter, someone suggested that for my next birthday, I get stuffed into a shark cage or something like that.
For my birthday.
You want that?
Well, I would. I mean, well, I could think of other things I would prioritize, but I would totally do a shark cage kind of photography kind of thing.
What'd you do last year for Pat's birthday? Well, I sat on a boat and I watched him getting eaten to death by a bull shark. It's what he wanted for his fucking birthday. You could just give me a card. I love cards.
You took me shooting once.
Yeah, but... Okay.
At a gun range.
That's a lot different. Oh, it's a lot different. Were there animals running around trying to eat you?
Well, no.
Got eaten to death in there. It's what he wanted to do.
But you're pretty anti-gun, so...
I'm anti-shark.
I'm pro-shark.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not pro-shark eating people, but I'm pro-shark.
Yes. We'll see how pro-shark you are. You know, you're in the water. Went swimming around you. Oh, boy. I'm so for you. I'm for you.
All right. Fuck it. Now I got to do the story. This guy, this is a guy, Ryan.
Yes.
Who is the, it's the trifecta of Ryan Pfeiffer fears.
Oh, God. Snakes, sharks, guns.
No. Okay. 2 out of 3. A Colorado man vacationing in Hawaii have survived a bite from a shark.
Yeah.
After he has previously been attacked by a bear. And a rattlesnake.
In the same...
No.
I was trying to figure out, like... God, this guy is... So he's been attacked by a snake,
don't
a
go
bear,
traveling with
a,
this guy, yeah.
Like that.
He was surfing Thursday in Kauai when a shark bit his leg.
Oh, God.
I looked around, saw a lot of blood. I saw a shark underneath me. He rushed back to shore.
Right.
The scariest part was swimming back. There was blood in the water behind me. He's recovering from deep cuts to his legs, but says last summer he was working as a survival instructor in Boulder County, Colorado.
Oh, God.
When he survived an attack by a bear. Quote, the bear pulled me into its mouth and grabbed me with its teeth.
Ugh.
When it pulled, it tore the skin and scraped along my skull,
ah.
Which was like a crackling noise that I heard.
God damn, man. You're right. He's a survivalist expert. I mean, if you want to survive, maybe.
And previous to that, he had once gotten bitten by a rattlesnake. I didn't get a lot of venom. It did make me sick, though.
Maybe next time when you're out walking around in nature.
I'm out with the animals all the time. To me, it's like I was in the wrong spot at the wrong time. Sounds like several times in the wrong spots.
I'm out with the animals all the time. How's that working out for you?
So he's recovering now.
What's left for this guy to be attacked by?
I don't know.
Those platypus fucked me
spiders,
up.
Spiders, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely spiders. That's a good one.
What else do people
mountain lions,
fear?
Tigers, lions. Oh, there's all kinds of shit. What about a parasite?
Well, right. Brain-eating amoebas.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get an amoeba.
What about flesh-eating bacteria?
This guy just hangs out in the...
Alligators?
Right. Oh, my God. Fuck that shit. I saw an alligator over the weekend at a show.
You did.
Dude, I parked at this place in Orange Beach.
Now, is this a place where it's fenced off so they keep the gator in there? They know that it's like some sick kind of pet?
No, it's just...
Or is it just fenced off and that's where the gator lives and they try to keep the rednecks away from the gators?
No, it's just fenced off because there are gators in that little inlet.
Oh, I
see. They just fucking swim in and out of there and everybody just... You know, so I park the car and then I see these dudes at a fence... Pointing and yelling and fucking with
check
something.
Check this out.
Oh, my God. There's a sign that says, look out for gators. And I get out. And I was like, what's going on? Is there a gator over there? And the guy's like, yeah, man.
Oh, brother.
And he's fucking with the gator, and it lunges at him.
Well, you said he's, I fuck with that guy, this guy all the time. So.
Yeah. It must be the same. I don't know.
Oh, that gator wants to.
I heard it hissing.
That gator wants to eat the fuck out of that guy. Yeah, he hates him.
I heard it hissing, you know.
Here's the story that's going to make you yell, by the way. It wasn't that one. We got sidetracked.
Hey, yeah, whoever, I forgot that guy's name, but.
The guy that
right
got eaten, bitten, and.
Yeah,
and bitten.
I'm just curious,
Dylan McWilliams.
Hey, McWilliams, are you considering any lifestyle changes? I mean, I don't know. Gonna hang out in nature? So I mean, it seems like it's not going well. This nature thing you got.
Oh, I saw blood. I saw a shark underneath me. I started kicking at it.
Yeah. You weren't like happy or excited. I mean, shit. Quit fucking with nature, dude. Read a book.
Maybe he's the guy you do travel with, because if all the animals are attracted to him, then maybe it'll leave you alone.
Hey, hack into Taylor Swift's Netflix and sit at home and watch some fucking movies.
I wonder what movies she like favorited in his.
Taylor Swift when she hacked into
when she hacked into his Netflix.
Wait, that's the Waffle House shooter that said.
Yeah. Good well, that's Lord. Schizophrenia. Then I mean, he's obviously. Mentally ill.
See, the thing is, it's like the gun argument. It's like you obviously what we can say is that it's impossible. You can have all the laws you want, right? It's impossible to keep these AR-15s out of the hands of people that are mentally ill.
It wouldn't be if
we didn't have
AR-15s were not legal.
Why don't we just not have them?
Well, my freedom.
You know,
my freedom.
It's like it. It's like, you know, we have the shark problem, right? You go in the water and a lot of people get eaten to death by a shark. And if we could wave a magic wand and say no more sharks, well, okay. It'd be safe to go in the water, but you can't. But with the AR-15 problem, my God, you can get rid of them. You know,
right.
I don't get it.
The story that's going to make you angry, finally, is some Democrats are backing Mike Pompeo.
Oh, God.
And have said they will vote for him, basically assuring that Mike Pompeo will be our next Secretary of State.
Thanks for propping up a fascist.
Rand Paul, you know, did his little no, coquettish thing.
God
and now he's like, oh, okay, I'll vote for him. Two more Democratic senators announced their support today for Republican President Trump's pick as Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. Democrats Joe Manchin, of course.
Fuck you, Joe. You loser.
Of West Virginia.
Who's the other one? That guy. We all know Joe Manchin.
Joe
sucks.
Donnelly of Indiana.
Oh, fuck you.
Have declared they would back Pompeo.
What do you like best about Pompeo? Do you like the fact that he wants to usher us into World War fucking III? Do you like that?
They join Democrat Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota as three senators, Democrats, who are supporting the nominee. All of them are up for re-election this year.
I hope you fucking get primary.
In Trump state.
Oh, fuck. You fuckheads.
Manchin wrote on Twitter after meeting with Mike Pompeo, discussing his foreign policy perspectives and considering his distinguished time as CIA director and his exemplary career in public service, I will vote to confirm Mike Pompeo to be our next Secretary of State.
Isn't he like Mr. Waterboarder, Mr. Pompeo, a bunch of bullshit?
Yeah, and
he's real hawkish.
Mr. Anti-Muslim.
What, you know what, Democrats, there is nothing wrong with not voting for someone that you don't like. Why? God, grow some fucking balls. Grow some balls, progressives.
I told you he was
motherfucker.
He's going to yell.
Oh, God. We should be yelling. Listen, we got fascists in the White House, and we have a bunch of progressives that are fucking polite. What do you get out of being nice?
He, was also possibly going to be the a rare instance of a committee that voted somebody down, but then still, you know, is going to get brought up on the floor because Mitch the Bitch ultimately
decides whether that happens or not, regardless of what the committee says. But right. I guess Rand Paul now had initially said he was going to vote no. All the Democrats on the committee said they were going to vote no. But now I think Rand Paul's flipped. So now Rand Paul is going to vote for him on committee. So he's great. He's not going to.
So what do we
voted
say
down on committee?
What do we say if you know, a couple of months from now we're bombing Iran? What do we say? Good job, Democrats, for supporting this fuckhead. He's assembling a war cabinet, don't you think?
I guess, yeah.
I mean, he's got a general for who's Mattis?
Well, I don't know, though, because there's a report coming out today that could be the kiss of death for Mattis, because it's the kind of thing that drives Trump fucking crazy. Is I saw it this morning. There's a report that Mattis, I don't know if he told somebody or whatever, but he basically thinks of himself as Trump's babysitter, is the report. That's going to drive Trump up the wall.
Oh, my God.
The New Yorker. Says that Defense Secretary Mattis, one of the few members of the original Trump foreign policy team still with a job, would repeatedly and frequently clash with former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster because he thought it was too dangerous to give Trump options for military action against North Korea. So McMaster would be like, well, Mr. President, I guess we do have these options of attacking North Korea militarily. Yeah. And Mattis was like, shut the fuck up. Don't tell him that.
Right.
He's going to say, do it. Bomb him.
So I don't understand. Mattis is a hawk.
But he's not crazy.
Yeah.
He
probably wants to invade Iran.
But maybe.
Which is fucking nuts.
And your perspective is different when you're leading a group of killing people machines.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to you're in charge of making sure we don't need to use the killing people right. machines.
We hope he sees it like that, right?
It sounds like he does.
Yeah.
I skipped him in the wrong one here. Oh, yeah, Mattis. Mattis stalled on offering Trump a wide range of options for military strikes against North Korea because he feared such strikes would result in a humanitarian catastrophe that would lead to a massive counterattack on the South Korean capital of Seoul.
Right. Because that would be crazy.
McMaster, I guess, was pissed and said it was insubordination that Mattis's apparent attempts to limit Trump's options.
Wow. Damn.
Bordered on insubordination.
God, that's crazy.
One senior NSC official told a reporter for The New Yorker that Mattis perceives his role as playing, quote, babysitter to the president. That's going to drive Trump bonkers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but this all also is like, you know, that's all these through lines of people like Ivanka is supposed to reining him in, and all these people are keeping checks on Trump. Like, people are able to control this guy. And I mean, I guess Mattis can control Trump. That's what we're hoping.
A former defense analyst that worked with McMaster said that one problem for Trump's national security team is that he always seems to favor taking the most belligerent and drastic action available to him.
Good God.
Which may explain why Mattis sought to limit his range of available strategies. Don't tell him we can do this, because he's going to want to, and it's going to fuck up the world.
So, like, what are we supposed to gather from who he's hiring? Pompeo and then John Bolton? I mean, is he getting ready to go to war? I mean, why would we not expect
I don't know that
Pompeo are all fucking hawks?
Is as crazy. I think Bolton's fucking crazy. I don't know that Pompeo is as crazy. He's a right-wing dickbag.
His
lunatic.
CIA shit, man.
He's a Jesus-wielding. He's in that Bible study group
right.
that they have.
That's
all the time
nuts.
And shit like that.
I mean, that is crazy. Especially, listen, if you're that.
But if Bolton were made Secretary of State, it would be a far more terrifying prospect. I think.
Yes, yeah. I mean, don't you think the only reason Bolton isn't the Secretary of State because he wouldn't get confirmed?
Right.
There's no way he could get confirmed, so he's still in there.
This former defense analyst
analysis
described this as a Goldilocks problem, that if Trump is given a range of options that range from too cold to just right to too hot, he always passes over just right in favor of the hottest one on the table.
Why wouldn't we think that? Why wouldn't we all expect that based on the fucking campaign and who the fuck this guy is?
Well, we can do a surgical strike. Why don't we carpet bomb the whole fucking country?
You know what makes me nuts? It's like the whole bullshit narrative during the Donald Trump campaign. My God, I hope we all learned something from this. Is that a lot of people said, well, listen, out of all the Republicans, Trump is more likely to be swayed to be more moderate once he's elected. Based on what history, though? Look at who he is.
Right.
When has he ever been not rash or insane or fucking loony? Why did everyone, I swear to God, I can't tell you how many people I heard say, well, you know, if he gets elected and all the social stuff, he'll probably be more moderate, and more liberal.
Yeah.
And more
evolved. They thought the Jared and Ivanka would have more sway over him, maybe, because they're the liberals when it comes to social stuff. But
it's just
he's
insane.
He's busy licking evangelical hole, because that's the only base that he's got left, the lunatics.
It's just nuts, because based on all the history, what we knew is Schittler, this guy was given more benefit of the doubt than anybody else for no reason. He's a fucking well-documented racist. He's a fucking crook, but people are like, well, maybe he'll be okay. That's insane.
Well, Ross Perot, too. I mean, it was a little flash of Trump, because we found out later he's crazy. And he got a pass also. You know, these kind of populist zillionaires, people are so stupid. They think that somebody's got zillions of dollars. Oh, obviously, they're smart and good people.
Which is, for me, just the opposite.
Yeah, maybe
women
smart.
Coming out of the woodwork saying this guy sexually assaulted me.
Yeah, well.
But still, we thought there was some little bit of
conveniently now when it didn't.
Why would anybody think Trump has the ability to be a moderate? Oh, God. Why? This really makes me think, oh, I'm so glad we all get to vote. Stupid.
So, we'll see if there's going to be any tweets this afternoon or this evening about Mattis. Because, you know, that kind of shit drives Trump up the fucking wall.
No, yeah.
Something else that probably drove him up the wall. I hope he was looking out the window.
Yes.
As his motorcade was driving around Key West. Key West, Florida. Donald Trump last week went down there to tour an anti-drug trafficking facility. I don't know what that actually entails.
I have no idea.
I've been to Key West a few times. I couldn't imagine that he would be welcomed with open arms. He wasn't.
Right. It's a big gay community there. They don't want anything to do with this fucking homophobe.
It's considered by many to be the most liberal city in Florida.
Yes.
And Trump tweeted a picture. Actually, it's a film. I wonder if they... they're selectively taking pictures of people along the side of the road, supposedly cheering him on.
Yes.
But you'll note that there's no audio because
as
this person Trump tweeted, fantastic crowd, great people yesterday in Key West, Florida. Thank you. And a resident there tweeted, to be clear, everyone standing there was yelling in protest as you drove by. The local news had to mute out what they were saying.
Yeah, yeah.
They were chanting,
Trump.
I don't know if you can hear it. Fuck you! Fuck you! And love Trump's hate. Love Trump's hate.
Oh, man.
Key West is the most liberal city in Florida, rightly so. You were not given a warm welcome. Thanks, neighbors. Hashtag resist.
Right. Look at all those people.
Trump not welcome is like a 20-foot-long sign.
Yes.
There's a little kid with a sign that says impeach.
God.
He was not. That's his version. Here's. Here comes the motorcade.
all those people out there protesting this guy. See this is why it should bother us. We got liberals voting to confirm anyone put up by Schindler because,
well, Democrats. I would breath call Joe Manchin liberal.
Yeah. God, what the fuck, West Virginia. Listen, but like these progressives or whatever, these Democrats, so called Democrats, sitting in their fancy fucking offices, comfortable as fuck. They can't. These people are out yelling, fuck Trump. They can't not. They got to confirm this guy. They got to confirm Pompeo. Why would you confirm anyone put up by Trump? I'm serious. And it's not obstructionist.
Well, I think he's one of the lesser crazies. And there's nothing they can do. Well, ultimately, they can vote him down on this committee. Big deal. Even if Rand Paul gave his little thumbs down, it wouldn't matter. Because he's still got the votes on the floor. And Mother's husband will come in and vote the tie.
Solidarity, though. Solidarity and a message. I mean, it's all you have. And it's kind of crazy to think. I mean, again, like we have this. I don't understand how America thinks about Trump. We have this weird amnesia thing, right? Because, like, name me one person in his cabinet that doesn't fucking suck. Name me one person that he's appointed that's not fucking corrupt as fuck. So, like, based on all that history.
Come on, Betsy DeVos?
Yeah.
Isn't it a great education?
Right. I mean, it's like, if you think of it in that context, why in the fuck would you even consider anyone put up by this president? Because you would just based on the track record, you would have to say, well, they're inherently corrupt. And that's not, I don't know that would be a crazy assumption to make.
Trump tweeted this morning, hard to believe obstructionists may vote against Mike Pompeo for Secretary of State. The Dems will not approve hundreds of good people, including the ambassador to Germany. They're maxing out the time on approval process for all. Never happened before. That's not true.
Yes.
This is a book right from the Mitch the Bitch book.
Right, right.
During Obama, the Democrats are obstructing 1/1000th of what the Republicans obstructed under Obama.
And this guy, this fucking president we have is a fucking fascist. And he's evil. He's corrupt. God, they should be obstructing. The Democrats should be doing nothing but obstructing this president.
Pompeo, former Republican congressman from Kansas. Well, there you go.
Oh, God.
Well known for his militaristic foreign policy stances. He has pushed for regime change in Iran and openly mused about the U.S. overthrowing North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, with whom he recently met during a secret trip, which by all accounts seemed to go well. Even Democrats who hate him were like, well, you know, okay, that went well, God damn it.
Right.
He also supported ending the 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran, the U.S., and five other countries.
Great.
He has since reversed or walked back many of those positions during his confirmation hearing earlier this month.
Yeah, he's lying or whatever, you know.
Democrats during the hearing grilled him about his ties to an anti-Muslim conspiracy theorist. During his confirmation hearing, they questioned him about his past homophobic remarks. Cory Booker went after him bigly.
That one fucking Democrat votes yes for this guy. Man, fuck off.
Pompeo said he would treat every individual, regardless of their sexual orientation, with respect, despite his personal belief that same-sex couples should not have the right to marry.
These GOP guys say shit like that, then I would say citations. Where's the evidence that this fucking guy is not going to be a big homophobe?
15 members of the Democratic caucus voted to confirm Pompeo to run the CIA last year, but many of those same senators are opposing his nomination to be Secretary of State, saying that he is ill-suited to be the nation's top diplomat.
Right. You should be the nation's top dip. Diplomat. Why, God? I mean, why would you want somebody like Pompeo being a diplomat? He's a fucking homophobe. He's anti-Muslim. This is the face we want of our country?
I mean,
the idea is that I understand, like, the confirmation process, right? It's kind of like you're not supposed to pay attention to their political leanings. You're just supposed to say, well, this guy's qualified, right?
Well, in theory, they would hopefully be non-political in certain offices, but that's all out the window now.
Yeah, but, you know, it's weird because it's like this Pompeo thing, it's not political. You're talking about confirming a guy that's racist and homophobic. That shit is apolitical. Well, that's outside the realm of...
Find me a Republican that's not.
Okay. Yeah, but we're voting on this one.
Right, but I mean, it's going to be degrees of crazy on that side. You know, find a Republican that isn't racist and homophobic. There aren't a lot.
Right. I mean...
And then under Trumpism... It's a badge of honor to be racist and homophobic and misogynistic and pussy grabbing and
right
generally.
But you still don't have
asshole.
To. I mean, we don't have to confirm these people. Our
but
country
ultimately
is
there's nothing
than
they can do except just slow things down, which appears to be what they're doing.
Yeah.
With Pompeo, though, I guess they're figuring the wisdom in quotes seems to be that who would you rather have leading this delegation to prep with Trump and Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Then would you rather have Trump and Stephen Miller doing it? Or would you rather have Pompeo doing it? Again, not a great choice either way. I would rather have, Barack Obama doing it. I would rather obviously have some kind of an adult doing it, but
You know, the history is going to
show
out.
Pompeo isn't a drooling lunatic like some of them. He's an asshole.
I guess he's not. I mean, he sounds crazy.
In a regular world, a couple years ago.
I mean, all I know is I think about these Democrats and this fucking process. History's going to show that you voted for Mike Pompeo. How do you fucking live with yourself?
To keep it Democratic, Joe Manchin's trying to survive so he can go back to the droolers in West Virginia who still love them Trump because he told them they're going to open all the coal mines again.
Just sucks.
And he can say, hey, look, I voted for his Secretary of State.
Yeah.
He voted against the tax bill.
Joe Manchin did?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Congratulations,
so,
Joe.
I mean,
you voted to confirm a guy that doesn't see gay people as people.
I just think you can't.
He's a fucking bigot.
Yeah, we need the Democrat vote, even if it's a moderate Democrat. So the choice is we kick Joe Manchin out and get a crazy Republican, and then
I'm not.
So,
because
a flaming liberal ain't going to get elected in West Virginia.
Yeah.
On social issues, I think a Bernie message of extremely liberal economics stuff, socialist democracy kind of shit.
I mean, hopefully
goes over well. But then you throw Jesus and guns in there and it fucks everything up.
Not that this is a time to be optimistic, but hopefully this blue wave happens and people like Joe Manchin will become a thing of the past.
Right.
Maybe.
There's a report now out of fake news CNN.
Ooh, yes. Oh, by the way, not so polite radical says Pat Schittler sounds like an evil Paul Lind. Love it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Good.
Let's see. Trump. This is over at the CNN.
Yay. Failing.
That
fake news.
Trump is sneaking away to use his personal cell phone.
God.
It says President Donald Trump is increasingly relying on his personal cell phone to contact outside advisors. Multiple sources inside and outside the White House tell CNN.
So who is
multiple
this?
Sources.
Lou Dobbs?
As Trump returns to the freewheeling mode of operation that characterized the earliest days of his administration when it was a total, complete shit show, not just a 98% shit show.
Where are the adults? Where is this adult?
He's,
what happened
he's
to
marginalized
Kelly?
Him. Kelly is, Kelly's is, keeps his appointments, they say now that he, that's about it. Like he's totally marginalized Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Senior White House official said that he uses his personal cell phone a lot more often, more recently.
Can't we just take it from him?
They say this is an example of Kelly's waning influence over who gets access to the president during the early days of Kelly's tenure. Trump made many calls from the White House switchboard, okay, which allowed the chief of staff to receive a printed list of who Trump had phoned.
Oh, let's see it.
Hannity.
Is that true?
Oh, I'm making that up. Yeah. Well, of course it's true. I'm sure it's
Laura
true.
Laura Ingram.
So now Kelly has, they say, less insight into who Trump calls on his personal phone.
Great. So, like, it's again, it's this myth that there are people in the White House keeping him, I don't know, in check.
One source close to the White House speculated that the Trumpmeister is ramping up use of his personal device, in part because he doesn't want Kelly to know who he's talking to.
God, listen to this. It's like, so now he's got John Bolton in there. So is John Bolton his little buddy telling him what to do now?
Maybe.
Oh, God. What a nightmare.
They say Trump is talking to all sorts of people on it. And they're saying that the barrage of private calls is a pretty recent development.
So is he calling Bannon and shit?
He's probably calling all everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Rudy? Is he talking to Rudy?
Three sources say that Trump also has increased direct outreach to GOP lawmakers.
Okay.
They say basically at this point, he's just sort of engaging on his own.
Right.
Kelly used to be more clearly the gatekeeper than he is now.
So is Trump just freaking out because his lawyer got raided? Is this what is happening? Like, is this shit hitting the fan for real?
Yeah, and didn't he do a couple of things that he thought worked? And therefore he's like, I don't need to listen to these people anyway.
Oh, yeah. Now I just go off on my own and do whatever you know who he's calling on his phone? His old, like, dinosaur friends down at Mar-a-Lago, right? His old one percenter buddies.
Yeah. So a lot of things are happening, it says now, with Kelly not being in the room.
Okay, good. What does that mean? A lot of things. Like, what?
And they say one person who's benefiting from the loosening control that Kelly had is former campaign manager Corey Lewandowski.
Yay! Well, he's a moderate voice, right?
Lewandowski has recently bragged to friends that he now enjoys unfettered access to the president.
Oh, my God. You know these fucksticks are going to start World War III when the shit hits the fan from Mueller. Mueller's going to come out with all this crazy fucking shit that happened during the campaign, and Trump's going to lose his mind and start a war. We know what...
Trump also made it clear that Larry Kudlow, his new economic advisor from FACS, and John Bolton, his new national security advisor, are direct reports to him and not to Kelly.
Okay, so John Bolton.
Their predecessors, however, reported directly to the chief of staff, or at least loop Kelly in after they met with the president.
So what does Kelly do all day? Just sit around playing with his balls?
That's the question.
Oh, my God.
And if he's no longer any kind of a mitigating factor, why is he still there? Why doesn't he get the hell out?
Yeah, why are you propping up this fucking dictator? Honestly.
So there you go.
Wow. It's like you're trying to find a sliver of hope in this shit. And the only hope is this Mueller stuff. And I guess with a DA in like fucking New York or something.
And Trump's not using like a secure phone. Former President Obama was permitted to use a BlackBerry during his presidency, but the White House said the device given to Obama was outfitted with enhanced security.
Yeah.
A security expert said that Trump's increased cell phone use makes his calls more vulnerable to eavesdropping from foreign governments.
Guy, you know why the Republican Party sucks and fuck them? They're just not an equal force. It's like Hillary. They just wouldn't give Hillary the fucking emails and the server. She doesn't know how to deal with classified and shit. This guy's making phone calls.
This
on
guy points
phone,
out,
man?
Of course, phone calls are only secure if both parties are using secure devices. So Trump,
God,
could have the most secure thing on the planet. He calls up Hannity, who's sitting in a Starbucks somewhere.
Yes. He doesn't have a secure phone?
I would think not. Well, Hannity, who knows? He's
what about Scott
crazy.
Baio? Does Scott Baio have a secure line?
I'm going to be hiring Scott Baio as my new Secretary of the Interior.
You know, it's like Donald Trump's like, I got a Rolodex of the shittiest people on the planet.
Because he's been inside so many women, huh?
Who's been inside women?
Scott Baio.
Oh, yes.
So he's going to be the Secretary of Interior.
God, didn't it come out that he was like raping some underage actress on his fucking set of Charles in Charge?
A couple of actors from that show have accused him of some diddly action.
What happened this
last... A boy and a girl.
Oh, yes. What happened with our country during this last election? They're like, you know what? You know who we need to run this country? We just had this progressive Barack Obama, reformed healthcare. He marriage equality, did a bunch of good shit. So you know what we need now? We need a fucking rapist, racist, fucking incestuous loon who ran casinos to run our country. What the fuck happened? Were we on whippets? Was our country on, I don't know, PCP when they went to the polls on...
They're on racism.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're just bigots. That's
it is,
right.
The same people celebrating Confederate Memorial Day today, by the way.
Oh, God, in Alabama or some
congratulations. Shit. A couple of states still have Confederate Memorial Day they celebrate.
That's so fucking disgusting.
Or not still. They instituted that.
Shit. I read this thing in Jezebel about that. They're like, why don't you memorialize some of these warehouses that still stand where slaves were sold? Yeah, I mean, if that's what the Civil War was about, why wouldn't you memorialize that then?
Well, right. The what else is going on here? Thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't forget, we do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast.
Yeah. Hey, Trump, if you're looking for people to put in your cabinet because you can't find anybody, contact that surfer guy that's been bitten by a shark, a snake. A bear. It sounds like he needs something to do that's inside. He might be available.
More of Trump's America.
Fuck you, boy.
Let's see. We've got a few of them.
We've got so many stories of racism and hate. It's great.
This is from the People's Republic of Texas.
Eat my dick.
Don't mess with Texas.
A San Antonio charter school.
Yes.
Is apologizing. I apologize. After an eighth grade history assignment.
Oh God.
Asked students to list the negative and positive aspects of slavery.
Nice.
Of slavery.
Wow. Both sides. See, that makes sense because our president came on TV and said, well, there's many sides. There's many sides.
And both columns are the same size. Two big columns, a whole sheet of paper to fill in all the positive aspects.
Think about.
And all the negative aspects of enslaving people.
Right. And if you think about, just think about like, forget like the movies or whatever. Just think about the practicalities of having people that you sell. Treating them like a product.
Well, right. The only way there's a positive is you've got to empathize with the slave masters.
That you're selling. Yeah.
Or I guess if you're one of the idiots who think, well, they had a good a roof over their heads and steady work.
Go be a slave. Right? Go be a slave. What do you think that was like, you dickhead? I mean, goddamn. It really is bananas. The positives of being... What kind of fucking teacher... Would even, I don't know. Wouldn't you think
charter school,
right?
I mean, so that tells you one thing.
But you know, if you hand out a pamphlet like that in the back of your mind, you're like, oh shit, this is going to get plastered all over Facebook because I'm a big fucking idiot. You're not going to think that might happen.
Great Hearts Monte Vista School in San Antonio. A guy named Roberto Levar. His son brought this home, I guess.
Right.
What the hell is this revisionist history lesson trying to achieve here? Eighth grade history class at Great Hearts Monte Vista here in San Antonio, Texas, asking my student to balance the positive and negative aspects of slavery in the U.S.? What positives? This is unacceptable and gross.
We are fucked up over this shit. Our country is fucked up.
This person says there will most definitely be a parent, student, teacher, administrator meeting taking place ASAP. Well, the teacher's been removed from the classroom. The superintendent of Great Hearts has apologized.
Right.
This person oversees 5 schools in Texas.
Well, you're failing.
They said the homework was very inappropriate, entirely inconsistent with the school's ethos.
God, if I send my kid to school and the kid comes back and, hey kid, what'd you learn at fucking school today?
Both sides.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait to learn about the Holocaust.
It's like, I'm losing my mind. I mean, that's just stupid. You're making my kid dumb and racist. Thanks so much.
He says, Aaron Kendall is the name of the superintendent.
Yes.
He says, to be clear, there is no debate about slavery. It's immoral and a crime against humanity. Someone has to say that. Let's just remind ourselves that someone has to take a moment and remind everyone that slavery is bad.
But there is a debate in that school. Obviously, one thing you see, though. Imagine all the other materials and shit this fucking idiot teacher has impressed upon these fucking kids.
Well, and this will just pour kerosene on the racist fire, because the racist kids with their racist scum parents are going to go home and they're going to be like, it was great. There was the economy of the United States built on slavery. We wouldn't be as prosperous as we were if those white people weren't smart enough to use those dumb Negroes.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, it's like we should understand that the reason our country exists is because we had a slave workforce to build it.
Free workforce,
Free workforce.
Almost free.
That's why, this is why Black Lives Matter.
I was going to say you had to feed them, but some of them had to raise their own food. Like, they tended their own gardens and shit. Like, some of the slave masters didn't even, like, break their asses feeding their slaves.
We don't, you had to feed yourself. In this country, right now, we don't understand slavery's bad. We don't understand Nazis faces. We do.
Most people do, I would think. But there's a small group.
I would think.
Then there's a middle group that is okay with it. What? Because they're going to stop black people from killing babies. They're going to stop homosexuals from touching each other's buttholes.
But don't you think, like, one of the lessons from this whole shitstorm of Trump has to be, we have to understand our country is racist as fuck.
Yep.
And it's homophobic as fuck.
Yep.
It's very racist. This shit's all over the fucking place. My God.
Imagine being gay and black.
Oh, yeah.
And an atheist. Might as well throw that in there, too.
This Blue Lives Matter shit, we got cops shooting unarmed black people. And as a country, we can't understand why Colin Kaepernick kneels.
Yeah,
what
they're
the
blaming
fuck?
A couple of cops horribly were shot recently, and they're trying to blame that on Colin Kaepernick, I saw. Because Colin Kaepernick gave a speech the other day about Black Lives Matter.
Right.
And that police should maybe stop killing black people.
Yeah.
The racist scumbags are saying, look, Colin Kaepernick fired up some Negroes to kill some cops.
Oh,
that's the
God.
Kind of rhetoric that gets cop killed. So we're supposed to not complain about police brutality, summary executions, road piracy, all this corruption in police. We're supposed to keep our mouths shut because that inspires people to go out and kill police.
You know,
police abuse. I'm not saying that justifies it, obviously, but you wonder why people don't trust the police and don't like the police. Gosh.
Oh, yeah. Why.
And I'm a white guy.
Well, they're assholes, too. You get pulled over. I mean, my God, I'm white, but you get pulled over by a cop and they're dickheads. They're always dickheads.
Oh, yeah.
Give me your license and registration. You
I
know
mean,
how fast
some,
you're
you
going
know,
on.
Some of them are
shit.
Nice, but that's always a rare occasion. The last time, what was it? I was at the airport. I think it was picking you up or dropping you off in LAX in Los Angeles.
Oh, they're assholes. Those cops are fucking assholes.
And I had forgotten this is the opposite story. I had forgotten to put my sticker on my plate. I had it. In fact, I had it in the front
glove
seat.
Box. You didn't put it on.
Sitting right next to me. I had forgotten to put it on. And I dropped you off because I was pulling away. And the motorcycle guy pulls me over.
Yeah.
And he was the nicest guy on the planet.
Well.
But
you're white.
That's why it sticks with me. Because it's rare.
Yes. When a cop is nice to you, look at your skin color.
Well, that's the thing, too. I wonder if it would have been different.
Sorry if I'm cynical, but I don't know. I read the fucking news.
But he was a really nice guy. I was impressed. He wasn't a dick. But that's a rare occasion, like you said.
Even to
white people, cops are assholes. They're militaristic fuckwads.
Right.
Who think they have some authority over you when they kind of shouldn't.
I mean, the cop pulls
if you've
you
done
over,
nothing wrong, right?
He's like, oh, look at that white guy. That's a person in the car. God, if you're a person of color, he pulls you over. He's like, oh, look, it's a perp.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I smell marijuana.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it's a whole different ball game. But your white skin allows, you know, that white skin you have allows you to have a nice interaction with a fucking policeman.
If they're so inclined.
Yeah.
To be nice to people at all.
I got pulled over by these cops at LAX. They're dickheads. They're fucking assholes.
Yeah, by far the most experiences I've had with the men in blue, it's always traffic stuff.
They're cunts.
Yeah, the percentage is way higher of spectacular assholes.
Why can't you be nice to me?
Don't need to be.
Be
and
nice.
I'm always nice. I know I'm speeding, motherfucker. I know. I think there's one time I got pulled over for, I call it a Chicago stop. I didn't stop fully for a stop sign.
Yes.
In Los Angeles, allegedly.
Right.
And that was the one time I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
Every other time I've been pulled over, I know I drive fast. This is what I do. I know I'm speeding.
Right.
You got me. You don't have to be a dick about it.
Huh. Why would you be a dick about it? I mean, you're...
Right. Oh, you got me. I'm always kind of like that. License registration.
What's with the power trip?
Right. That's exactly what it is.
I'm being nice to you.
Then they'd go home and beat their wives.
Oh, yeah.
And abuse their kids. I know a cop in Chicago who I saw him take one of those police-issue flashlights and wail in his son's back, his like teenage son's back.
Why?
Had to leave a bruise. I don't even remember what it was about. God. It was a computer group I belonged to, and he was another member of it, and his son was at one of the conventions or something, and I just remember him getting mad at the kid and just wailing in the back, and the kid obviously had a huge bruise. And then the rest of the day, the cop was like, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. But
God damn.
It's the abuser syndrome.
Hey,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I know, and listen, we know that there are good cops out there, but, you know, fuck that.
Well, they need to speak the fuck up. And these evil, you know, I'm pro-union, but there's checks and balances on both sides. People are like, union's gone crazy. Well, there need to be checks and balances to union power also, union abuses.
And it's a little different with the cops, right?
And the union abuses are frequently, it's corruption, like in anything,
yeah.
You know, and if you can get rid of your corrupt union leaders and shit like that, then there aren't so bad image of unions.
Yeah.
But and there are in the rest of the world, there are places where the unions work with the owners.
Right.
If money's tight and things like that, they make sure that everybody's still got living wages and things like that. Not here where they say, you're ruining our bottom line. Get rid of the union. Take 10 cents an hour, you takers.
Yeah, it's different though with the cops though, because like what the product is.
But that's what I mean.
That's shaking people down.
The police unions seem to have too much power with what's going on. Too much. There should be massive oversight on these assholes, and we should be telling them your policy will be de-escalation. We the people are in charge, blue jackboot fucks.
Yeah, dude,
we're in charge. We want you to de-escalate. But they're like, no, beat the shit out of them, pull out your gun, shoot. I felt threatened.
You know, if we were a sane country and we didn't have the Republicans, something like Ferguson would happen, and the next election every candidate would be talking about police reform. That would be the biggest thing, because they did that audit of all the citations and all the bullshit that goes down in Ferguson, and they found all kinds of corruption, right? People getting citations based on bullshit.
And before it, Darren Wilson had worked for a municipality that was shut down because it was too racist.
Right. It was too racist.
A police force was shut down because they were too racist.
God, sometimes I it amazes me that that is not the headline every day. Police abuse, police violence. It's crazy. It's because it's not, you know why? Because it's not happening to rich white people. It happens to poor black people, and that's why you never fucking hear about it.
Yeah, some rich white asshole who, I don't know, poisons water in Flint, Michigan. You think he's going to get roughed up when he's taken off to jail? If he goes off to jail?
No, of course not.
Some white official, some rich white guy? Never happened.
Yeah.
Country club prison.
Absolutely, yeah.
You'll see it when all this Trump shit hits the fan. How many of these assholes are really going to do time?
And you know, like John Boehner and all these other fuckhead Republicans that are going to quote unquote evolve on this medical marijuana, this legalization. So like, okay, so now we got people sitting in jail with drug charges. You got all these marijuana charges, these fines people have paid. Now all of a sudden it's legal. Now why? Okay.
Well, they're working on that too. They're working on, making sure that it's not legal.
Right.
Jeff Bosesh trying desperately to make sure that the demon weed is left as a Schedule One.
That guy got fucking confirmed.
Right.
You know, and
even after he got caught lying.
See, that's the thing. That's the fucked up thing about confirming anyone from Schittler is because we have evidence that his nominees lie. It's not they fucking lie. We know that his campaign was in cahoots with Russia. We know they're treasonous.
Right.
Lies, so why would anyone from his camp
lies
be?
Don't matter to the right.
And if they're not treasonous, they're spending $30,000 on a fucking table for their fucking office. Why would we assume anyone from his camp is not going to be corrupt and evil?
This is a little bit left over from Faithless Friday, everybody.
Faithless Friday.
Go to crabdiving.com. Download previous episodes of this wonderful, amazing show we do.
That's right, Pat.
This is just so crazy. This is from, it's the Jim Baker Show. I don't believe Jim's in this clip, though.
Is Lori?
He may not be.
Jim's Lori.
But this is this other guy, Frank Amedia. He's the one that when Amedia. His daughter was in Hawaii, when the tsunami was coming.
Oh, my.
She called him.
Fucking
and
God.
He stood up in wherever the fuck he is, California, whatever, and rebuked the tsunami and saved. He alone saved Hawaii from the tsunami.
Good for him.
He is now, there's something called, these idiots have started a group called POTUS Shield.
POTUS Shield. I love it.
It's, they're prayer warriors to cast a magic spell over Trump.
Because Trump needs protection?
Trump's Dominionist Prayer Warriors and the Prophetic Order of the United States.
God damn. Why don't you put a shield over these DACA people so they're protected from Schittler and ICE?
So, I mean, listen to how crazy. This is
nuts.
This just terrifies me. It's the 21st fucking century. And here they are in the Jim Baker set. I don't know. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys, 6 frauds, various Jesus wielding capabilities.
Yay. Gaga.
Frank Amedia. I don't know if he's like guest hosting or what's going on, but he looks like he's charge right now. Maybe, you know, Jim and Lori can only be on so many hours a day. They're human.
By the way, Jim and Lori, who gives a fuck? This guy, Frank Amedia, can repel a tidal wave.
Sure.
Let's put him to work.
Meanwhile, at the bottom of the screen, a tasty pantry deluxe bucket, 374 servings, 30-year shelf life.
Oh, okay.
Free shipping.
Right.
$175.
Hey, it's 27.
Donation.
Oh, a donation. Sure.
They always say that.
It's 27 years into the apocalypse. I have a problem with my food. Who do I call? Is there a customer service?
My powdered cheese doesn't taste the same as it did 18 years ago.
Yeah. Why is there sawdust in this bucket?
Here's just a little clip of this. This is the prayer, the POTUS shield. Some POTUS shield members.
Is this bananas?
And this is their little coven casting some of their magic to protect Donald Trump. This is nuts. It's bananas, this is 21st century America.
I think we need to be wise to understand that this presidency is going to be taken to the edge of destruction.
But no, it's going to be destroyed, we hope.
Well, this country is being taken to the edge of destruction by your fucking man baby.
$78 will get you a King pH pitcher with two bonus filters with free shipping. This is what's on the bottom.
Water or something.
Meanwhile, that painting that's always on the set right behind usually Jim Baker, but now it's behind Frank Amedia.
Yes.
Is like the whitest Jesus. Not quite blonde.
Right.
But
Aryan.
Brownish hair, but white as fuck. Jesus.
By the way, with the Republicans rolling back all the protections on our drinking water, maybe we should buy some of these fucking filters.
And I don't know who the chick in the painting with Jesus is. If that's Mary.
Right.
I can't imagine that's Mary.
Zoe Deschanel.
Mary was a young, hot redhead, apparently.
Oh, shit.
With really light skin. Or whoever that is.
Oh, is it the girl from...
I'm sure she looked just... I'm sure the women in Jesus' life... All that strawberry blonde hair.
Is it Christina?
Porcelain white skin.
Is it Christina Hendricks from... By even,
she looks like... It's that color
Mad
hair.
Something, what was that show? With
Mad Men, yeah.
Mad Men, yeah.
To the edge of destruction. By evil forces. By deep state forces.
Oh, boy.
By a conspiracy that's already been named. They've named each other. They've talked about being co-conspirators. Comey said, if I don't get you, Mueller will. McCabe said, you've got something coming. They've all been talking about it.
I think I heard Lori in the background. Did you hear a little bit of a...
No,
mm-hmm?
I missed it.
I thought
it.
I heard it. Mm-hmm.
I'm
and of course, whenever the president fights back, they say, don't fire Mueller. Right?
Yeah.
We know it's coming. We need to withstand against that. We need to be the watchmen that say, take your eyes off. The storm is coming. I like how President Trump responded to that a couple days ago. They were mocking him on one of the news media programs. And they said they had somebody they know say to him, how do you feel with...
They were mocking him
on
one of the news programs. Who the fuck do they think... It's this weird... It's this authoritarian bootlicker syndrome where they need some boots to lick. They need some asshole to run their lips across.
This guy's like the storm. The storm is coming. The storm is...
Well, that's that...
The storm is here.
That's that QAnon bullshit, right?
Yeah. The storm already happened. The storm happened in November when the Russians helped Trump win the fucking election.
So I'm going to skip ahead a bit where they start casting their spells.
Yeah.
To do that right now, sitting here, is Mark. Mark, just release it, son. Don't preach. Just go right at it. Go get it.
Yes. So, Father, we're declaring right now... that there is the whirlwind of the spirit God is blowing upon this president.
Oh, fuck yes.
And though he may have said, because of whatever reason, he's...
Let it go. Did you hear him? Release it. Just don't preach. Just release it.
Let
the Holy Spirit work its way out from your bowels.
Oh, how do you spew. Do this? You know, we talk about all the time. You see like actors doing the dumbest fucking shows on the planet. You're like, how do you say those fucking lines? How do these guys do this with a straight face? And oh, dear Lord, will you please come on?
Paychecks.
Oh, yes. God.
They look out at the old white hairs with their big doe eyes looking at them and saying,
who is praying? It's not.
Yes, geez. I know some other.
God.
Mark Gonzalez, founder of the United States Hispanic Action Network.
Oh,
he's another.
You fucking whores.
They let a brownish one in. There's a black one sitting there, too. They let their black friend sit with them.
Listen to this bullshit. He's talking to the sky. Well, this is bananas.
He said, I am the storm. I believe you're speaking prophetically even through him now. And he's realizing there's a whirlwind and I'm being used by the Father. Well, he don't understand all that he's doing. He's more prophetic than he realizes because he's been anointed and appointed by you. And we, Father, we support him now in prayer as the church, praying for those in authority, praying for our president and declaring, let the winds blow. Let the winds clean the house.
This is insane.
What are you talking about?
This is like this is a Saturday Night Live sketch, right? This is not is not real.
Let the winds blow. Let the winds clean the house.
These people are crazy.
And then you got lunatics in the background going, "Yes,
so
Lord."
Now Frank Amedia apparently gets a little jelly.
Oh shit!
That this guy has too much mic time, so he needs to cast his Jesus magic.
Damn.
Fourth, Father, against the body of Christ.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Against your called, Father. Not only shall it not prosper, Lord, but that word formed says kata. Kata, Lord, means that it's manufactured. It's been assembled.
What?
It's not created. You're
what
the creator.
What is kata?
So that means, Lord.
It means assemblage.
Kata, Lord.
Aren't you up on your Aramaic?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Aramaic. Is that what that is? It means kata.
We can disassemble them.
Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we disassemble every conspiracy.
Yeah.
What? Who is watching this?
I don't know. And
thinking, who gets caught up in this shit? Seriously. I mean, I don't get
kata.
How any thinking human being could watch this and think, oh, I got to close my eyes and talk to the spirit myself. Feeling it.
Why don't you pray? I mean, if this shit works, why don't we get rid of AIDS or something like that? I mean,
so
why are you praying so hard for some rich dude like Donald fucking Trump from Miss Universe? Why does he need your prayers?
This goes on for 7 minutes.
Oh my God. Imagine
of these idiots.
There are
whatever is going on
living outside starving. But Donald Trump needs your prayers.
Well, sure.
That's nuts.
Because he's going to issue forth their Christian nation that they want the rest of us all out.
God, you guys are mentally ill. Stupid.
For $55, you can get the POTUS Shield DVD set, by the way.
Oh, shit. POTUS Shield.
I don't know what's included in that. Or for $78 donation, 3 Extreme Survival Warfare bottles.
Last week they were selling some pen that you with a carbide tip that you can stab zombies with or black people that are coming to rape your white women. What do I do with a war thermos? What do I do with that?
I don't know.
Put it in my ass.
I really don't know.
God.
Do you want to hear the last
one
more guy they passed the baton to?
They left out witches and warlocks who have been a part of this assignment as they have gathered in number.
Back up. This Congress,
back up a little bit.
Do you hear them though in the background? They're like, ho!
Witches and warlocks.
And at this Congress, we're declaring your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven now in Jesus' name.
Jesus. We left out witches and warlocks who have been a part of this assignment as they have gathered in numbers almost immeasurable.
How different is this
from
some druids that get naked and jerk off on a tree stump in the woods to try to invoke? I don't know the jury.
Well, I mean, it's not different.
Well, right?
It's not. It's actually crazier that we do it now with all this modern technology. We have all this evidence of how the universe works. We have iPhones.
And then
why am I like, Jesus?
Blatantly selling buckets of dried food on the bottom of the screen. That's the only reason they are doing this.
The people that watch this and buy this shit and believe in it, our tragedy. It is a tragedy that they vote. It really is for this country.
Well,
however you feel about democracy, you got to admit
it's a tragedy that one of the major parties is catering to this.
It's dumb. It's fucking stupid.
Because you can't. I'm trying to think of just the Senate. I can't think of any of those assholes in the Senate that I think are probably real believers in this bullshit.
of the Republicans. In the House, maybe. I think there's some lunatics in the House.
Yeah.
But in the Senate, I don't believe. Maybe Mike Lee, but he's kind of Mormony, isn't he?
He's in the isn't he in the Confederacy? Didn't he have a Stars and Bars in his office or something like that? Wasn't that him?
No, that's Steve King.
Oh, okay. God.
In the House.
Okay.
But I just don't.
I can't think of one.
I can't imagine anyone believes this crazy.
Mitch's a bitch, and I can't imagine he believes it. I don't even know that he's real.
But they use these people. Oh, and they use the people that are being used by these people. If you know what I mean. These assholes are like remora on the taint of some heinous fuckfish that is the GOP.
These fuckfish. They are heinous, and it's willful ignorance. It's willful fucking ignorance. We all know better. There's evidence. We get it. We're an evolved society. This is insanity.
I read that Bible thing a couple of times, and I went to 12 years of Catholic school. I'm going to call it three times then, because in Catholic school, God, let's say four times, I had to read it full through in Catholic school as we studied it in grammar school and then again in high school. So there were whole semesters of the Bible where we'd go book by book by book. It's Catholic, so they don't teach that it was true.
Are there passages about the AR-15 in the Bible?
No, I didn't learn that one. Okay. But especially when you get to that Jesus-y shit.
Yes.
Jesus seems like a hippie.
Like he's a peacenik
hippie who doesn't like rich people at all.
Right.
I think Jesus would be a pretty big socialist.
So would he like that? What is that movement in the church where it's like the Creflo Dollar and what's that called?
Prosperity gospel?
So would Jesus be down with the prosperity gospel?
Yeah, I don't think he would go hang with Joel Osteen in his 80,000 square foot Dallas house.
And you know what? If there was a flood or some natural disaster, Jesus would most definitely be like, open up your church, dickhead.
So that's what I really don't get. I'm an atheist, but I probably follow more of the teachings of that character Jesus in the Bible than any of these fuckers do. Certainly.
They're dumbest.
With hate in their heart for people that might be a little different than them.
I mean, these guys walk around, you know, all kinds of weird prejudices and shit, you know? This is ignorance. Huh! And what is that sound they're making in the background? Do you hear that?
Well, they got to participate. Huh! Yeah. Hand check.
Guy, you know, I'm an atheist, and I don't have to go around talking to something that doesn't exist and yelling and carrying on. It's nice. Because I know above my head in the sky, there's just a sky. And no one's looking out for me. No one gives a fuck.
And, you know, when you start talking about morality, I don't want to get too deep into that shit, but one could argue that atheists and humanist morality is more true.
Of course.
Because we're not worried about having our balls roasting on an eternal fire. And that's the only thing keeping us from raping and killing and stealing. And if that is the only thing that keeps people from raping and killing and stealing, you're a horrible person. There's something wrong with you. The only thing that's keeping you from doing horrible things is the fear of being roasted in some afterlife.
Yeah,
you're a flawed human being.
Think about it like this. Some kid is like, hey, before I go to sleep, check under the bed and make sure there's not a boogeyman there. Right. If you believe in this God shit, then you believe there's a boogeyman under the bed.
Which is fine.
Right? Yeah, I guess.
But the problem is, don't make us. Do your magic.
Yeah.
Do your God-wielding. I have a problem with these people because these people take Social Security checks
fucking
from
evil.
People that can't afford it.
They're fucking evil.
And they prey on the older and the sicker and people who maybe desperate for some kind of spirituality. And
these fucking guys are extra evil because they're carrying
insidious,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're carrying out Donald Trump's agenda. His racist fucking agenda.
Because they think he's going to put them in charge somehow.
And they're trying to tell people Donald Trump is anointed by God or something.
That's really creepy.
Oh my God. How could you be fucking A's? Like, Donald Trump is not like but Jesus, right? I mean, you know.
If there's a silver lining.
Yes.
To this shit cloud.
Ooh.
I had a story. I think, did we do it last week already? But kids are leaving evangelical ossity-itude.
Yes.
Bigly.
Oh, sad.
Like the kids, and they're citing the LGBTQ hatred,
yeah,
the anti-Muslim hatred, and the general fuckwatery hatred, just how nasty these Christians are.
We want to get along with people on the earth.
Right.
I don't want to have a good relationship with a fucking doesn't exist in the goddamn sky.
So they're saying, which I don't care, but don't have your relationship, but don't tell me how to relate to other people on the planet.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, the LGBTQ thing makes no sense. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's fucking.
Fuck you in your religious book.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're going to try to tell society how to live like that. That's some bullshit.
Eat the dick.
But the good sign is that the evangelicals are plummeting.
Yes.
And young people, big time.
Right.
Big time. Are fleeing the evangelical cult.
Start smoking.
Hate cult.
Yes.
Our president.
Right.
Was doing some really lots of work at the Southern White House.
Oh yes, I'm at the Winter White House, jacking off on the golf course.
Is taking a bunch of criticism because of the fact that while the funeral for the former First Lady Barbara Bush was going on,
yes,
attended by many of the former first families. There's a right. picture that's kind of gone viral of G.H.W. Bush, Poppy Bush, seated in his wheelchair, surrounded by George Bush, the lesser.
Yes.
And his wife.
Right.
Bill Clinton.
Yes.
And Hillary Clinton. George Bush, by the way, George W.
Yeah.
Has his arm around his wife, Laura.
Right.
His other arm around Hillary Clinton, Bill standing behind them, Barack Hussein Obama with his wife, Michelle. Michelle has her arm around Melania Trump.
Damn.
Who, I'm not shitting you. I'm not being hyperbolic or joking around.
She looks happy.
Right? I've never seen her look happier.
Well, I mean,
there's that shot of her in the, that they caught a screen cap during before the service, after the service, or whatever, right. She was seated next to Obama.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're chatting it up, and he's looking over at her, and he's smiling. He must have said something, and she's got like a big smile on her face that I've never seen before. Like a genuine, relaxed, I'm having a good time, I'm enjoying myself smile.
She's hanging out with somebody nice.
A real president.
Right, a real president.
A few of them. Even
why
George
didn't he
Bush.
Go? Why didn't Trump go to this funeral?
Because Barbara Bush hated his guts.
Right. He didn't bring Roger Stone with
hated his guts. He my plus one.
Oh my God. I still can't get over that story about how Roger Stone put on Instagram that Barbara Bush was
nasty drunk.
Oh my God. How's that necessary?
I wonder if she still does. There was a tweet that said, Melania says, you're one of the five people I follow on Twitter. And Obama says, you know, that upsets him. And she says, oh, yeah, LOL. I wonder if that's still true. I remember that was like one of the few people that she followed on Twitter.
God
was
damn.
Obama.
Right, right.
I follow Barack Hussein Obama.
Was there any kind of dancing that went on between George W. and Michelle this time, like last time at the other funeral they went to together?
Meanwhile, at that moment,
yes,
Donald Trump was hate tweeting Maggie Haberman from the New York Times and had to actually delete it and put it into Twitter because he spelled Haberman wrong, of course. And then, you know, this is a tweet that caused much stir.
Right.
The New York Times and a third-rate reporter named Maggie Haberman, known as a crooked H flunky.
Right.
Who I don't speak to and have nothing to do with, are going out of their way to destroy Michael Cohen and his relationship with me in the hope that he will flip.
Oh, my God.
They use non-existent sources and a drunk, drugged-up loser who hates Michael, a fine person with a wonderful family. Michael is a businessman for his own account lawyer. I don't know what that means.
Who's a drugged-up loser?
Who I have always liked and respected. Most people will flip if the government lets them out of trouble, even if it means lying or making up stories.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I don't see Michael doing that, despite the horrible witch hunt and the dishonest media. Last night, also, at one point, inexplicably, he tweeted, total witch hunt! That was it. Total witch hunt!
I'm going to be shocked if he just doesn't fire Comey or Rosenstein or whatever.
Everybody's fired.
Yay! God damn it.
He also said, the Washington Post said, I refer to Jeff Sessions as Mr. Magoo and Rod Rosenstein as Mr. Peepers. This is right. According to people with whom the president has spoken. There are no such people and don't know these characters. Mr. Listen to Peepers. Him saying he doesn't know Mr. Magoo. Lion sack of shit.
Everybody knows who that fucking is.
I can see not knowing Mr. Peepers, but he's old. He knows who Mr. Peepers is.
Well, and I was listening to Rachel Maddow. She made a point that Mr. Magoo had glasses. In Sessions.
Yeah, I don't know. So, which makes even more sense because, you know, he would come up with something stupid and shitty.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
You know what? That makes sense. You're right.
So that makes more sense. I believe it even more. That he would call him Mr. Magoo.
Right.
There you go. He was, I was looking at it over at actually one of my favorite sites, Wonkett.
I love that.
And the headline over at Wonkett says, El Presidente dipshit tweets while Melania makes giggle eyes at Obama.
God, he did that during the funeral, man.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Who did he say was the drugged up loser?
Well, there's speculation going on. The consensus seems to think it's Nunberg, Sam Nunberg.
Right.
Who's out there.
Some drugged up loser.
Right. So.
Shit. God, that's our imagine Obama saying that on Twitter. Referring to somebody as a drugged up loser.
Anybody. Yeah.
Mr. Sleepy Eyes, whatever the fuck that was.
Well, you know, I didn't realize that that's a, that's an anti-Semitic term.
Yeah, I saw that.
That the alt-right hate fucks. Wing around to each other to describe Jews, sleepy-eyed Jew, they would say.
So that's like coded language, like saying globalist, New York liberals.
I just don't know if he's smart enough. My theory is, my tinfoil hat theory is that he heard Bannon say true about anti-Semite. He heard Bannon call Chuck Todd that at one point, or he heard Stephen Miller.
I
don't know if Stephen Miller's a big anti-Semite.
I mean, if you think about who Trump is, he's this racist fuck nut who grew up with in this, I don't know, this probably his family surrounded by crime, shady fucking people. They, I'm sure he heard that. That's a term he probably grew up with. Sleepy eyed,
yeah,
absolutely.
Whether he intended it,
yes,
as an anti-Semitic comment against Chuck Todd.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, here's what we know. He's racist. And so I think we should just assume, based on shit he said in the past, that if we think Donald Trump is being racist, he is being racist.
Yeah.
That's where how we should err. He's a racist fuckhead.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't forget to buy shit through our Amazon haul.
Yay.
And thanks bigly to those that do and have.
Visit our hole we often.
We love you long time.
Right. Always open.
Bloomberg is reporting. Now, you know, one of the things in the Comey fake memos.
Right.
That came out.
They're fake, right? Those memos are fake.
It's totally fake, even though they're
totally fake.
Well, and they're corroborated by other people at the same time. Even that Dana Bente guy who was acting something or other for 10 minutes has contemporaneous notes of Comey telling him what had happened.
Oh, okay.
And it matches exactly what's in Comey's memos and what Comey testified at and told everybody was said. So Comey's not lying. Comey may have made some bad choices about the whole email shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't think he's lying about anything.
Right. I mean, if you have to pick anyone in the scenario that's lying, I don't know.
So
you go with Trump.
I think the story was that Comey had said that Trump, after he told him about the quote golden shower incident.
Oh, look who you guys voted for.
That
oh my
Trump
God.
Kept bringing it up.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I saw one right-wing nut job that tweeted something like, well, obviously it proves that it didn't happen if Trump suggested that Comey should get the FBI to look into it.
What? That doesn't make any fucking sense. To me, it's you would think it probably did happen because he was so fucking concerned about it.
So Trump then... supposedly told Comey that, you know, this Moscow trip.
Yes.
I didn't even fucking stay. I was so busy. I was there for like a day. I worked and then I left that night.
Okay.
Well, not so much.
Oh, he lied.
According to Comey.
Yes.
Trump said that the Moscow trip was so quick that his head never hit a pillow, even for one night.
There's pee on it.
The first denial came over dinner at the White House in January. This is the famous...
the infamous dinner, right?
Everybody get out. I want to talk to Jim alone.
Oh, God.
Comey wrote, he said he arrived in the morning, did events, then showered and dressed for the pageant at the hotel. Afterwards, he returned only to get his things because they departed for New York by plane that same night.
All right.
The second time Trump brought it up was in February.
Yes.
According to Comey, Trump explained, as he did at our dinner, that he hadn't stayed overnight in Russia during the Miss Universe trip. I just want you to know,
right.
I couldn't have gotten peed on by hookers because I didn't spend the night.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to, you know.
But now Bloomberg has gotten records.
Yes.
And then there's also... like two taped interviews I saw. Like he did a taped interview one day and then a taped interview the next morning. So how could he have left in the middle of the night?
It's just like all this guy does is fucking lie.
Right.
How can we trust him doing anything?
So Bloomberg says flight records don't corroborate the president's account.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is deep state then. This is the deep state.
A reconstruction of events shows the future U.S. president's journey to Moscow began in North Carolina, where he attended a birthday tribute to evangelist Billy Graham.
Boo!
This is in 2013. While flight records show Trump's own Cessna jet headed back to New York that night, Trump himself was not aboard. Instead, he flew to Moscow on a Bombardier Global 5000 private jet.
Oh, shit.
Owned by Phil Ruffin, his partner in Trump International Hotel and Tower in Vegas.
Some dirtbag.
This jet had flown from Vegas to Asheville.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Flight records. Blah, blah, blah. It landed in Moscow on Friday, November 8th. It's less than an hour to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel where Trump stayed. Trump
right.
surfaced online later that day in a Facebook post.
Oh, my God.
At Nobu in Moscow. Of course, he goes to Nobu.
So, like, he's on social media.
He went to a birthday party for that night.
Yeah. So he gets busted because he showed up in a Facebook post.
When the next day on Saturday, he Facebook posted being at from the Ritz during the day. And in the afternoon, he tweeted... that he just got a tour of Moscow. That evening, he attended the Miss Universe pageant, followed by an after party, whose scheduled start time was 1 a.m.
Goddamn, if you're involved in nefarious shit, bullshit, where you're lying, you got to deal with... Why are you on social media at all? Why are you posting shit? You might have to lie about being there. It's weird, man. I'm on Facebook.
So that night, it seems that he did, because the flight took off at 4 a.m. But he's saying, I was there that night and I didn't stay. The previous night, you did.
Right.
So I was there. I did a bunch of shit and then I left. But he was
there
Facebooking
overnight.
The Saturday. And then the next day when the pageant was, he
left at 4 a.m.
after the pageant.
Yeah.
And so, after pageant party.
And the pee party.
The pee party was the night before.
Right.
Allegedly.
Damn.
So he did spend a night in the hotel, is the point.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't the night of the pageant.
Right.
So when he's like, I did everything that day and I left, I didn't sleep there.
You lied.
But he had the night before. Right, right. I just got back from Russia. Learned lots and lots. Moscow is a very interesting and amazing place. I can still smell the urine.
Are you reading any part of that?
He tweeted.
Is it an amazing place?
At 4:11 in New York when he arrived.
How do you know Moscow's an amazing place? You stayed at the Ritz-Carlton. How Russian is that? It's not.
And
you
fucking
went to Nobu.
Yeah.
You went to Nobu. You didn't do anything that's remotely
surprised you didn't go to the Hard Rock.
The flavors of the fucking country.
Hard Rock, Moscow.
I went to McDonald's.
Do you guys have a McDonald's here?
Did you even, were the prostitutes that peed on you, were they even Russian?
McDonald's doesn't taste like McDonald's everywhere.
Oh, what?
It's FYI.
Oh, God.
The fries are kind of.
What?
The fries are kind of universal.
Yes.
I think. I'm trying to remember. I've only had McDonald's in a couple of places.
Know.
I try to, avoid it.
Right.
But except in places where they have beer.
Yes.
In McDonald's in Europe.
Yeah, yeah,
then it's worth. If you're trying to get your bearings, that's what we did. We needed Wi-Fi when we were in Vienna.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had to stop in.
It was either Starbucks or McDonald's.
Right.
Which Vienna, kills me.
Man, that's an amazing fucking city.
That's what's going on there.
Wonderful.
We got a few minutes left here in the big show. Don't forget to download the Hollywood Hick, the latest Hick, the latest Daily Upper Decker, the latest K Voice of Resistance, a brand new one tomorrow, I would
Viva
expect.
La Resistance.
And listen to all the other great shit here on this great shit, the great,
yes,
wonderful stuff here.
And check out Bumper's page on Facebook, Kelly the Voice's cat.
Bumper the cat, right.
And Kate's social media will be live very soon.
It will not.
She doesn't need it.
Kate's staying off social media.
Right.
She doesn't have time for that.
Not even LinkedIn.
So, Trump lied. I know you're all shocked.
Kate's on Tinder, by the way. Follow her on Tinder.
Everybody would swipe right for Kate.
Oh, yes. I'm just thinking about a dog swiping on Tinder with their nose just on the iPhone.
Well, yeah.
Funny.
And get wet streaks all over the news, all over the front of your phone.
I need a wipe down.
I've got a story here about, it's a little different. Let's do Trump's America.
Fuck you.
Florida.
Hey.
Dateline, Florida.
9.
Riverview High School.
Okay.
In, I believe it is Sarasota, maybe?
Okay, so that's South
Sarasota
Florida
area-ish. It's the Sarasota Herald Tribune.
Hello!
Is the story. And a student, 18-year-old Noah Crowley,
okay,
posted a photo on Snapchat.
Yes.
Where it quickly made its way to Twitter, and now he's being raked over the coals, and the school's looking into it, the incident. He had a picture of himself holding a sign,
right?
That apparently he did himself. I don't know if this was for a specific girl or not, but it says it's a prom invite.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Well, it says, if I was black,
oh God,
I'd be picking cotton,
ugh,
but I'm white, so I'm picking you for prom? Question mark.
Damn. I mean, if you told me I need you to ask someone to the prom, but incorporate some insane racism. I'd have to be like, how do I do that? I don't know. But this guy, wow, he really knocked it out of the fucking park.
Well, and great job, parents.
Oh, my God.
Great job, parents. Now, this could be a case. I mean, he's 18.
He's an adult.
He's 18. You know, he's a teenager. It could have been really poorly executed, stupid, bad joke. But 18.
He's racist.
He's 18. He should know better.
Absolutely. This guy didn't get the benefit of the doubt. Fuck him. You're an idiot.
The principal said, this post is racial in nature. The administration became aware of it last night. Many who saw the post are understandably upset with the contents.
Oh, yes.
As well as the subsequent commentary. What's the subsequent
commentary?
But,
you know, it's Florida, and so our politics are all fucked up. We have Confederate War Memorial Day. I mean, why wouldn't you have this shit all over the fucking place? We are racist as fucking fuck. It's like, God, if that last election didn't tell us that, then I, you know.
On the Twitter, current families of students and former students are not happy.
Yes.
This person says, as an alum of RHS, something needs to be done about Noah Crowley and his racist behavior. It's unacceptable. I proudly wear my class ring every day, but I cannot stand to see this slide.
Man,
do
that's,
people really wear their high school?
I don't know.
High school rings. Know. Interesting. We're focusing on ensuring that Riverview High School provides a safe and secure environment for all our students. Blah 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 blah.
Yes. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's a cultural thing.
A black student at the school says it shows racism is still alive and well in our society. It shows that racism is still alive in my generation, and it's something that we as youth will have to continue to fight against.
That's why Black Lives Matter. That's why Black Lives has to fucking matter. How do we get past this shit?
Right.
This guy's like, I don't even understand, like, how the fuck, how did this weirdo fucking guy, why did he even think to do it? Why did he even think, say, well, if I was black, I'd be picking cotton, but I'm not, so I'm picking you?
I don't.
God, you stupid fuck.
I don't know.
God, he's fucking, you're an idiot.
Thinking. He's a real moron.
Wait, did he apologize? What did he do?
I don't think there's been any other.
Hey, dickhead, 18-year-old dickhead, don't apologize. Don't. You're a racist fuck. And so, you know how society, the truth is, he's a white dude, right? So there's this myth that all white guys get this redemption. Did you see that Matt Lauer, some like hint of him trying to make a comeback? Lunatic that had like a sex slave dungeon in his fucking office is going to make a comeback. He's a white guy.
Yeah, I don't even, I guess he was asking his girlfriend to the prom. I mean, what the hell? What's going on in the Crowley household?
Oh,
I want to know. I want to know
fucked up shit,
if
man.
The parents, what the parents think of this. But, you know, Trump's America.
Oh, it's bullshit. This is fucking garbage.
Trump's America.
Look, you boy. God. You make the shittiest racist joke ever and then ask somebody to prom?
The proposal went viral after his girlfriend shared the controversial sign on Snapchat and captioned the post with heart eyes emojis. So the girlfriend took the picture of him.
She loved it.
And was like, I love him. He's funny.
Oh God, you're horrible too. What a bunch of monsters.
Trump's America, everybody.
Fuck you, boy. Eat my dick.
Without Trump in office.
Absolutely,
This shit would be happening like it is. I saw something today that I don't have the number exactly, but
it's the fuck you culture.
Hate crimes against Muslims last year up again.
I wonder why.
Gosh, I wonder why.
I wonder fucking why. We got a guy with no fucking, I mean, I don't know.
We got teachers in Texas saying, fill out the pros and cons of slavery.
Oh my God, it's nuts. It's education, right? Our education is fucked up.
15% U.S. anti-Muslim hate crimes rose 15% in 2017.
A shit ton.
The second year of increases.
Hey, Democrats, that's why you don't vote for any of these guys' picks. Look what he's doing to this fucking country.
Ranging from the June beating of a Muslim man in the Bronx by attackers who called him a terrorist to the November incident when a Muslim family's Kansas restaurant was burned down.
Oh, my God.
God bless America.
Yay. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, God. Good job. How could you let this happen, Jesus?
Holy shit, we got to get going here.
What about that guy that can repel tidal waves?
Get Frank Amedia.
Yeah, why don't you protect us, dickhead?
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't forget, we're going to be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy, his Instagram, at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Back tomorrow with more bullshit.
Black Lives Matter.
He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash. Oh, my gosh. Oh, hell on earth.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.